Very nice job. And next, Tom.
Okay, well, I'm going to jump right in so as not to waste any more of my 3 minutes. A lot of our research these days focuses on these three research lines: cognitive development, the relation between knowledge and learning, and how evolution relates to those first two topics. In terms of cognitive development, we're particularly interested in what are called transition mechanisms that move the child forward from one stage of cognitive functioning to the next. And to understand these, we develop artificial neural network models that grow as well as learn. These networks learn by making quantitative adjustments in their connection weights, and they grow by occasionally recruiting new hidden units into the network as needed. These kinds of networks enable us to address the following kinds of questions: how is knowledge represented in kids? What accounts for the particular stages they show? Why development takes the particular shape that it has? And why children occasionally develop non-normative or incorrect rules? A sample answer to that last question is that kids are doing the best they can with the resources they have available. Now, one of the limitations of this kind of model is that it always starts learning from scratch, as if it didn't know anything. But people, on the other hand, will typically retrieve and modify their existing knowledge to deal with new learning problems. And this accounts for the fact that human learning is often very fast and that it shows biases, even interference effects. We simulate this kind of thing with knowledge-based neural networks. These networks are able to recruit previously learned subnetworks in the service of new learning. And we find that this makes learning much faster and sometimes even makes learning possible. We're also interested in evolution and how it relates to those other topics. And to study evolution, we build models with simple agents interacting with each other in non-zero-sum games, like Prisoner's Dilemma, games that affect their reproductive fitness. This results in the lower right is a sample result that shows the gradual ascendance of ethnocentric strategies. This is the tendency to cooperate with agents who look like you, but not with other kinds of agents. And it's a very robust result that happens whenever you have visible group tags and agents interacting in a viscous environment where they don't get to move around much. We also study interactions between learning and evolution. In particular, we're interested in what kinds of learning strategies evolution likes to select under various environmental conditions. Somehow I'm not getting the last slide. But the last slide addresses the question of how these topics are related to each other. Well, aside from the fact that they all involve some kind of adaptation to the environment, they're also examples of emergentism. This is the idea that you can get complex phenomena out of interactions with very simple devices at a lower level. And for example, in the case of artificial neural networks, we can see how complex cognition, learning, and development will emerge from simple neurons and their connections. And in the case of evolution, we can see how complex social phenomena like ethnocentrism can emerge naturally out of agents deciding whether to cooperate with each other in simple non-zero-sum games. Thank you very much.